is going on?
Good morning and welcome to the WHTC Outdoor Show with your host, Tom Mettendorf, the outdoor show for the whole family. This morning's show is being brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery. Phone lines are open now. Call 395-1450. That's 395-1450. It's the WHTC Outdoor Show.
Good morning and welcome to the Outdoor Show. This edition of the Outdoor Show is brought to you by Advantage Marine in Zealand, Farmers Co-op in Hudsonville, Westonbrook Mower, Powderhorn Guns and Archery, West Michigan Bow Hunters, and My Firearms ETS. You're listening to the Outdoor Show live right here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown outdoor station. Give us a call with your questions or comments at 395-1450. I'm Tom Mettendorf. Tim Becker, our most frequent guest, or co-host, we're not sure yet, is here with us this morning. He's from Powderhorn Guns and Archery. We're talking food plots with Terry Borman of the Farmers Co-op in Hudsonville. How are you this morning, Terry?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Excellent.
And Tim?
I'm good.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you doing good, Tim, or are you doing well, Tim, or are you just plain good?
I'm just good. That's all I can say. Yeah, just good.
So, Terry, you got caught by the traffic this morning.
I did, coming around Zealand there. It was the tangled mess of yellow and orange cones and saws and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, you got to be careful when you go through there.
I'm glad I had my truck instead of a big truck.
Definitely. Your pickup truck fits through there much nicer.
Yes.
They had us crunched over to the side and... It was okay, but if you're traveling down Chicago Drive today from Hudsonville, Zealand to Holland, from the off ramp there, 55 over to all the way down to
120th.
Oh, golly, it's not all the way to 120th. It was all the way to 112th. It was all the way to 112th. Yep. That's you got one lane of traffic, so plan for it.
Yep, exactly. It's not bad, but
If you don't want to mess with the traffic, turn the other way when you get to the 7-Eleven there and go up that way. Oh, wait a minute. That's August 9th.
That's August 9th. Exactly.
At the Breesland
downtown
location.
Breesland.
The Breesland location of the Farmers Co-op.
Right.
And that's when we're going to have the food plot field day.
Right. Yep. We've been working on it and getting ready for it. And
we've been announcing it. We want to make sure people go there.
Yeah, I think it'll be a fun day. It's something different, new for us to try, and we're kind of anxious about it.
And making 10x10 food plots, we've been trying to convince our listeners that they can do that in their backyard.
They can. Yep, there's a lot of different reasons to have food plots, some for hunting, some for just viewing wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been fun to do. We've... one of our main concerns when we started this, I said, how are we going to get this irrigated so that, you know, we get some growing out of it? Now we're more of how do we get the water away from it?
Oh, no.
We've had to replant a couple times.
And this afternoon.
And again this afternoon. But we did some ditching, so hopefully we divert that water.
Mm. Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah. Now, when we go to the location there, we're going to go just south of the corner.
Right.
And turn in on the west side there where the large buildings are.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What is it going to be behind the big building there, the really big?
Yeah, there's a number of buildings there. One is our office area. This is our agronomy division, and one of them is our office area. And we have another area that's our seed treating building. And tucked back in the corner is an area there that we sprayed down earlier and with Roundup, killed off all the vegetation, and then we dissed it up and we marked out 10x10 plots, and we've got probably over 40 seeds in 10x10 plots with some walkways, and tried to kind of lump them together, so you've got a couple different types of oats and a couple different types of the clovers and that type of thing. So
when you talk about the food plot field day,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the Farmers Co-op is typically lots of seed for big farm operations.
Right.
How does the food plots actually tie into the Farmers Co-op?
Well, we do a lot of food plotting the seed at our main facility in Hudsonville, and we have over 40 seeds there of different types of the legumes and the brassicas and the grasses, And we start out with 50-pound bags. If you want to buy a 50-pound, you know, we have it available down to a couple pounds of each, or we'll mix it for you. We also have the fertilizer, the soil conditioning versus lime or sulfur, depending on which way your pH reads in your soil. And so it ties into the agricultural part of it. And it's a very popular thing to be doing. A lot of guys have food plots going all over the state, which is a nice way to supplement the feeding for our deer and wildlife, turkeys, pheasants as well.
Now, when we talk food plots, are there farmers that will put a food plot within a field? I mean, the field is there for the time that it's growing, and they, of course the deer are attracted to it. Mm-hmm. But do they put a field plot inside the field that will continue to attract the deer after they harvest?
I don't know necessarily the farmers as much as guys who have bought land for that specific purpose.
Yeah. Do guys that lease land, do they put in field plots if they're leasing land to hunt?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
What you'll find a lot is a lot of the people that will lease farmers' lands will actually buy the corn or the beans or whatever they've got planted for them and ask them to keep them. I think a good way of answering the question that you said was...
They'll buy, like, the whole field or...
No, strips of it, yeah, leave it up. I know in Illinois, where I spend quite a bit of time, you'll buy X amount of crops from them to be left up for late season for the deer. I wouldn't think the farmers would plant food plots, keep the deer around. Most farmers want the deer away.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, they're not big fans of them eating their crops.
That's why they got people hunting the land.
Boom.
It's amazing. Boom. With rye, how much damage deer, geese, ducks can do to a field.
I just, funny you said that too. My neighbor, a couple houses up from me today on the way to work, he put a bird feeder out in his yard and wanted to see the turkeys and whatnot. Now, underneath that bird feeder, there was a big tom and a jake standing there eating this morning, and there's about a 10-by-10 circle of no grass left.
No.
Oh, destroyed it. I'm going to have to talk to him about it and find out. So he kind of went the opposite way there.
Oops.
Yep. Yeah.
But you'll find a fresh-sown rye seed, or rye field, and, you know, it's just nicely up, and you see a flock of geese go in there, and they'll destroy it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They'll take it right out.
Yeah.
What about planting like the edges and so on of where you have your wood lines, your fence rows? Do many people do that? Plant
sure.
things along those edges?
Yeah. A lot of guys like to put some taller grasses close to the edge, especially if they're going to put some of the sweeter things in the middle because it gives that security to the deer.
Okay.
So if you're in the woods, a deer will come through there. They like that taller grass, that security of being in there, and then they'll wander out. But they don't like to be seen by each other. They don't like to be seen by humans, but... Yeah, there's taller grasses you can put up. Some guys will do little peninsulas of grasses out into the field so the deer feel very secure as they're going out there.
Yeah.
Okay. So kind of camouflages them from each other and from us.
But, yeah.
You know, awesome. We got to take a break.
Okay.
The Outdoor Show is brought to you by Westonbrook Mower, where they service what they sell. All units are ready to use when they leave the store, and Westonbrook submits your warranty information so you don't have to. Stop into the Holland or the Jennison store, or check them out on your computer at westonbrookmower.com or call them at 616-396-5733. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on The Outdoor Show. Outdoor Show is brought to you by Westonbrook. It's welcome back. Welcome back. We have to do that again because it's welcome back to the Outdoor Show, brought to you by West Michigan Bow Hunters, protecting our hunting rights and educating the next generation of our hunting heritage here in Michigan. West Michigan Bow Hunters is a chapter of Safari Club International. We're back. Yes, we actually are back. We're not going out.
I'm surprised Tim didn't jump on you for that. You've been harassing him off the air, and then he drops the ball. And
I'm just letting that build up, and I'm going to just throw it out there when nobody's ready for it.
I'm
be
sorry.
Like, Tom S. Why? And let alone we're talking about food plot seeds, and you mess up on West Michigan bow hunters. That's fine, though. I mean, I'm sure the emails are coming in right now.
But sometimes you have to mess up so people listen.
No.
Well, yeah, because we really want them to know that West Michigan Bow Hunters is protecting our hunting rights and educating the next generation of our hunting heritage here in Michigan.
Okay. Did you forget to say that in your first read, too?
No, I just did that again.
Oh, okay.
So I'm repeating myself.
One more time.
Because West Michigan Bow Hunters is a chapter of Safari Club International.
Boom.
Yeah.
Good. Good.
Hey, what? I wouldn't be human if I didn't mess up once in a while.
You are very human.
Whoa.
And I'm back.
He woke up.
We finally got him here.
Yeah. Mighty early.
And we're talking with Terry Borman from the Farmers Co-op, 3302 Prospect Street in Hudsonville. And the Vreeland location, which is not going to be the 3302 Prospect Street location, it's the Vreeland location. If you don't know where Vreeland is, we'll just take 8th Street right straight out of Holland until you see Easttown Russ's. Take the curve to the left. Stay on that, Business Y-196 or Chicago Drive, and follow that right over past Zeeland. You go continue past Zeeland. You go down under the viaduct over there for I-196, the regular highway, and then that becomes Byron Road, and then just continue down Byron Road about 2 miles, I'd say, right?
You didn't even breathe during that. That's nice. Turned a little red, but nice.
Over to 64th Avenue. That's where the Vreeland proper exists.
Right.
Take a right. And then the drive is the second drive on the right or the west side of the road just south of the corner.
Yep. We'll have signage up there.
Yeah. Going to have sign. Open house. Terry right. Borman.
Well, I don't know about my name on there, but we'll have signage on there.
Food Plot Terry. Come see him.
Yeah. And that's August 9th?
August 9th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm going to check it out.
Well, I hope you're going to.
Yep.
You better.
Definitely.
I thought it'd be kind of fun to go check that out and discuss the different food plots right there where we can see them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and see the different, what product comes out of it.
Sure.
Because
the remote, Claire, are you in?
Live on location. Tom,
live
Claire.
On location.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be kind of fun, actually.
Sure.
On August 9th to go there and do it.
Yeah.
To do whatever we're going to do and then talk about the food plot stuff that we see. That'd be kind of fun. We'll have to talk to Dan. See if we can arrange that.
Means we're going to have to do another breakfast with him, isn't it?
What is it his turn to buy?
Oh, yeah. We got to wait for dinner. I want that steak.
Well, I was kind of hoping to get fed this morning, but he's not here.
He knew.
He knew.
He could sense that Tim was coming back, and he's hungry. Terry, you got to hang around for this one, too.
I'm thinking so, yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we could go over there and then over by the store. They got the pig in the blankets.
Oh, they're great.
They're awesome pig in the blankets. Right on the corner of the gas station?
Yeah,
the
country. The country store.
How about you?
And downtown Vreeland.
Downtown
no kidding.
Vreeland.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they are good.
Very
good.
Best pigs in Vreeland, let me tell you.
Coffee. Chicken lickens right there also.
Oh, yeah.
You can almost hang out there the whole day.
I could. I will. August 9th. I'll be the runner. I'll bring a golf
cart. After 1 o'clock, everybody else is going to take off.
Yeah.
But that's okay. You can
we'll stay and eat.
Chicken licking will keep feeding you all day long.
You bet.
And we got a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, who are we talking to?
Hey, this is Ron.
Ron, how are you this morning?
Good morning. Hey, I'm doing fine. Hey, I had a question for Terry.
Go ahead.
Hey, Terry, given the chance to do food plots, which is a great idea, but how or is there anybody to help a family or, say, some seniors that have a big yard that would like to put in a food plot? Is there any help for them to get somebody out to rototill or to help dig or to help put these plots in? I'd like to listen, and I'll hang up for you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Ron.
There's a gentleman that comes in the store by us who tugs his little rotor tiller around. I don't have a name or number available, but
he's over in Hudsonville.
He's in the Hudsonville area, yeah. Other than that, I don't know of anybody right offhand, but I would think there's somebody out there with a rotor till or tractor, small tractor, that'd love to do that. Most guys that have tractors love to play with them and go out and do that type of stuff. So
that's the only reason Tim puts in food plots.
You know it.
Because he can drive the tractor.
I get to dig dirt up.
There are there's a number of professionals in the area also that do that.
Landscaping guys and stuff like that.
Yeah,
can turn it up.
Yep.
But people could call and talk to you, and there's a possibility you might be able to hook them up with somebody.
Right.
If they call 662-3411.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Call down to the store. And I won't be there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but I will I'll call in and get a couple names available if people want to call down there.
Okay. Well, let's get all your schedule so we know when we can call and talk to you.
6 months, yes.
Okay. Let me get my planner out here. Yeah.
I think
iPod
somebody's going on vacation, Tim. I think somebody's going fishing or something.
I think it's time to take another one.
Well, for you? Goodness gracious. I wish I could take as many vacations as the rest of you.
Mine is work experience. See? Oh.
That's a nice way to put it.
I just came up with it.
Yeah,
I'm impressed.
Gathering background for
you know the IRS
helping,
is listening.
You're helping
to
other
you.
People. You're helping other people by
you know
doing
what?
This.
Hey, experience. This is what's going on here and here and here.
Yeah, sure. That
works. So anyway, if somebody wants to get a hold of, and I'm not trying to cut you off because I know you're having fun talking about your vacations.
I'm not going on vacation. Well, it's kind of, but kind of not.
I'm not. Well, maybe a little. Well, actually, it's a vacation. It's
you guys are just writing things off. That's what's happening. I got you. Anyway, if somebody does need some help with rototilling an area or getting in, it's possible that we could find somebody for you. If you call the co-op, 616-662-3411, Terry will see if he can get a couple of names that people could get a hold of. I'm betting there's people out there, and if there's listeners out there that might be willing to do that in the city of Holland here, you could call and give your name. We could turn this into the outdoor talk of the town, you know. Yeah.
I know Craigslist has a few people on it.
Sure.
You want to come out
place.
And do rototilling
yeah,
as well?
Yeah. Okay. Me personally, I would rather have somebody that you knew call your store and say, hey, so you could be reputable with that and say, hey, I know these people that you could let them loose. But
You don't really want to have somebody come over and just do the whole yard.
You come home, what? I do.
Well, then you don't have to mow.
Yep. Till that whole thing up.
It's, you know why? Just because he doesn't have a rider, he's got a push mower.
No, I have a rider, and I still get bored by that. But if you give me a big John Deere with
you
a brush
some,
mower.
You want something with implements. That's what you want.
Oh, you know it. Honey, I think we're just going to till it today.
The Farmers Co-op Elevator in Hudsonville is your food plot headquarters. With over 40 different seed varieties to choose from, providing in-house soil testing as well as fertilizers, lime, and equipment to plant, maintain, and get maximum performance out of your food plot. Visit Farmers Co-op at 3302 Prospect Street in Hudsonville. For a complete list of products and services, check them out online at fcelevator.com. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on The Outdoor Show. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show, brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery for all your arrow-knocking, gun-cocking, fish-hooking, flag-waving, stand-up-and-sing, God Bless America hunting and fishing needs. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We're back, ready to answer your questions right here on The Outdoor Show. I wonder if I should say Powderhorn at the beginning and then say it again at the end. Because after everybody gets excited about their arrow-knocking, gun-cocking, fish-hooking, flag-waving, stand-up and sing God Bless America hunting and fishing needs, they're all going, where was that?
Oh, they know.
Because they missed it at the beginning.
They know.
Now I know why you said you better not mess that one up. You're right.
It's because you're sitting right here. I can mess it up when you're not around.
I've already got a phone call into West Michigan bow hunters. Don't worry.
Oh, come on, really? Just because I goofed up on reading West Michigan bow hunters, protecting our hunting rights, and educating the next generation about our hunting heritage here in Michigan, you want to go and report me to them?
This strictly affects me and Terry as well.
How is that?
Because listeners will be like, oh, you messed up on that, I'll stop bow hunting, and then we quit putting in food plot seeds, selling bows, stuff like that. It's terrible. Tom, terrible.
Wow.
The trickle down effect.
Trickle down. And it's actually happening
That's economics. That's economics. We're talking about the ripple effect.
Oh, ripple effect.
Where you drop the little pebble in the pond.
Boom, and then tidal wave starts.
Woo!
All right, I'm just kidding.
That ripple
grew. You did a terrible job there, but you know that. It's okay.
Wow.
I'm kidding, Tom.
I think West Michigan Bow Hunters is getting more advertising.
That is my intention
today.
Since you dropped it so hard.
Anyway.
Here we are. We're back.
Yep.
For the bow hunters and even for the gun hunters, the food plots are very, very important. One, we think of it right away. We think of it as attractants.
Mm-hmm.
And we think of baiting. Versus baiting, I should say, so that we don't have to bring the bait pile out there. If we have the food plot, we can get them to attract in. But the other thing that happens is we provide the nutrients that those deer need.
Yep.
And the deer that are here by us aren't roaming up to Traverse City.
Yeah.
Okay, they're all here. So if we're providing them with food plots that they're frequenting and they're getting those nutrients, that's going to help to grow those antlers and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yep. I mean, there's a lot of purposes. What other purposes are there for having food plots for wildlife? How does it, you know, what benefits do we have for the wildlife as we grow these food plots?
Well, you've got the, like you said, the nutrients, the growth, hiding areas for them to bedding,
shelter.
It keeps them in your area year round. Versus wandering around, wandering away. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. If you've got good food plots, you're establishing them. And if you do it to a point where you've got it year-round, you know, they're going to stay in your area. So it's important that way as well.
Okay.
So a variety of things might keep them out of the farmers' fields, which they appreciate. Keep damage, mm-hmm. crop damage down. So
there's several benefits to having the food plots that are well beyond what we initially think of.
Right. It's not just for hunting
season. I guess that's where
season.
I was trying to go with
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
it's not just hunting season. It's year-round.
Plus, a lot of these food plots, when you grow the wildflowers and the other different grasses and stuff, they can look really beautiful.
They do.
And they're enjoyable just to look at the food plot, let alone the wildlife that it is attracted to.
Right.
You know, funny you say that, too, because up north, after we plant, we cully pack.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite parts of sitting those food plots, and I don't know why, but every year it's looking at the food plot and thinking, it looks like somebody took a comb out there and combed them.
Yeah, it does.
It's neat to look at. And then when you actually go out and do it yourself, let it be a 20-acre food plot or a quarter acre, it's the accomplishment of knowing I did that.
Yep.
You know, for me, it's always fun to watch it and see it grow. And it's kind of neat.
To break the ground up from kind of a worthless area, you might say, as far as there's nothing going or growing there, and then to watch the progress to when you've got a beautiful stand in, of whatever you put in your food plot. But, I think
it's
we all like
neat.
To break the ground and to watch things grow and then be able to see the final product.
And if you're lucky enough, play with the tractors.
Yeah.
You know, I have just a small tractor, you know, riding lawnmower, but then I double it as my tractor,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a cup holder.
Yeah. Boom. There it is.
Several different tractors over the year. We've rigged them with different hitches and things and welded them on there and just played around. And I never have a real tractor in the backyard, but I have a small disc and I have a small spring tooth drag mm-hmm. and I have some expanded metal, and I love to just turn the ground over and do stuff with
it. And you know what, it is a real tractor, because when you're driving it I hear you going so it is. But no, like you said right there, those will work for you know, turning stuff over. And I'm looking here and it looks like you rent stuff for ATV attachments, and could you use that behind a lawn and garden tractor, or is that a little too heavy?
It's pretty heavy. I don't know. We have an ATV over at the co-op that we use this on to break up the ground. I would think you could definitely behind a small tractor, maybe a large garden tractor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you would want to, rather than a lawn tractor, you'd want to have a garden tractor.
Right.
And a lot of the lawn tractors have gone away, and hopefully we can get Westenbrook to come in and talk about this a little bit. The lawn tractors, everybody's gone to the zero turn type mm-hmm. lawnmowers mm-hmm. and so on. You get a higher speed on your
cut
blades
mm-hmm.
and everything else. And the lawn tractors themselves aren't really tractors anymore. You just don't have them, and you move into the garden tractors. The garden mm-hmm. tractors are more heavy duty, but they're still not into a mid-size tractor.
Yeah, yeah.
Although one day I hope I can have me a mid-size tractor.
Yeah, even if we don't need it, we should. Every man should own one.
That's
yes.
right. That's
yes.
right.
Honey, I think I'll turn the yard over.
Yes.
Yes.
But in order to pull the equipment that you, the implements you have on your brochure there, mm-hmm. in order to pull that stuff around. A tractor like what I have, I think it's a Series 110. I could pull all of this equipment you have shown on that first picture.
Right, because you're not digging real deep with the disc. I mean, you're just breaking soil on it.
Yeah,
isn't that really what you want to do, though, with food plots is just break the soil?
Yeah, you don't want to go too deep because then with anything, but you stir up the old weed seed that's sitting down under the 3 inches.
Believe me, I know. I've dug too deep before, yeah. and the weeds come back like crazy.
Yep.
See, that goes back for me, though. It's fun to watch that dirt just roll.
Yeah.
And then I got to fight weeds every year, but boy, I'm having fun.
See, I wish I had a garden tractor so I could put a rototill on it.
Oh, yeah.
Rather than pulling something, because then I could have a rototill. Not right now. I have to walk behind the rototill.
Oh, mm-mm. Man.
But it's kind of cool when you get the rototill going, and if you got an automatic drive, you don't drive it too fast. You got to keep it slowed down so you get that real soft dirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only thing that scares me is it'd be nice to be able to just walk behind it barefoot in that nice soft dirt.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, probably don't want to do that.
No, not behind a rototill.
You got to get one of the front rototills.
There you go, one that's out front, so I yep. can't get hurt by it.
Yep.
But then when it turns up something that somebody put in the ground,
yeah, like,
then you step on
yeah,
it.
Like everybody's old burn pile and garbage
yeah. disposal yeah, you don't want
in the backyard.
That. Don't want that. But in areas that it's you know, you can shovel off that old burn pile or whatever, and you sure. can till that up and then make a food plot to attract in animals.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A food plot... A question that I'm wondering, will a food plot, will it be more attractive than a garden to a animal?
I would say it depends.
Yeah.
On
there's
what,
so many things that you try to
yeah,
get
but,
the animals to stay out of your garden.
Yeah, yeah.
I think gardens, a lot of times it's the rabbits that probably do the
yeah.
most damage there.
Yeah,
it all
yeah,
depends.
But
I kept
the rabbits out with Cajun spice.
Yeah, that helps.
Cajun, you know, I put that on there. Yeah. This is back when we actually had time for a garden, but now I don't have time for it.
Yeah.
But then the deer would walk in, and they'd walk right through, and they'd pick a plant, and they'd just poop, gone.
Mm-hmm. There's a fertilizer out there you might want to try, Mill Organite, if you're familiar with it. It comes out of Wisconsin, out of the processing center. Human waste processing center, and they make a fertilizer out of there,
okay.
out of that. And I have a gentleman right now who's, he does a lot of food plotting, that he's tried Mill Organite on there, and he said the deer will avoid that area because it's got a, must have enough of a human scent, and they don't like that scent, that they'll avoid that. So something to put on gardens would
gardens,
be a Mill Organite.
I was going to say food mm-hmm. plot. We're kind of running the opposite way there, aren't we?
Well, he's
or
doing it
early. Or
is
he doing that to allow it to grow?
Right. Yeah, he's done it early on,
gotcha.
And with
gotcha.
The you know, the intent of now it's just gradually getting less and less, but
nice.
It's had a lot of time to really grow. He's you know, he sent me pictures of it. It's a little more expensive, but for a garden,
that'd be perfect.
You know, yeah,
well, I'm just trying to think of somebody you know here in town. They've got a garden in one area, and maybe they want to put a food plot in another. I wondered how they can get the animals to attract to the food plot versus their garden.
Sure.
Because everybody's always combating the animals getting into the garden and,
yeah.
and eating up
yeah.
everything they're
the
growing.
The best food plot out there is as high, most expensive flowers you can buy. You put those out and they're going to eat them up every time because it'll cost you $1 million. Oh, it's terrible.
Maybe we can do some research on that before our field day to find out what to... What's out there for...
What
there,
would attract
there's a lot
the animals?
Of, well, there's plant savers. There's tapes that you can put around that have a certain scent to them that deer will avoid. There's a lot of those type of things out there as well.
Okay, because it'd be nice to know if I want to do a food plot in one area, garden in another, and attract them to the food plot so they
sure.
stay away from my food.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
cause
I think, you've got some different deterrents out there. The tapes, plant savers, there's a lot of things out there that you can sprinkle in your...
Yeah.
your food plot that the deer will or your garden and avoid either one of them.
Problem is they're, you know, deer grazers. So you have a garden over here and a food plot over there, that just gives them two things to eat.
That was the nice part, is the deer would come through and they'd pick stuff to pull off from. Mm-hmm. The rabbits come through and they chew it right down to nothing. The Outdoor Show is brought to you by Advantage Marine in Zeeland with competitive prices and personalized service to meet all your needs. Repair, storage, winterizing, parts, and more. Call Advantage Marine in Zeeland at 616-748-9235 or stop in and see Dave at 8755 Riley Street in Zeeland. That's at the corner of 88th and Riley on the northeast side of Zeeland. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on The Outdoor Show. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show, brought to you by My Firearms ETS, educating people in the safe and responsible use of firearms since 2001. My Firearms ETS offers education, training, and supply the best you can find anywhere. Courses offered by My Firearms ETS are designed to provide you with the knowledge, the skill, and the correct attitude to use firearms safely in all environments and situations. Classes are offered regularly. Class sizes are limited. Register early to reserve your spot, 616-218-7328, or find us on the web at MyFirearmsETS.com. That's MiFirearmsETS.com. We're back, ready to talk with you. Give us a call, 395-1450. We don't have a lot of time, but I'm sure we could take a call if we need to find out about different things going on with food plots. The Farmers Co-op Hudsonville, the Farmers Co-op in Hudsonville, 3302 Prospect Street in Hudsonville, you can find them there. But on August 9th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., you can find Terry over at the agronomy location in downtown Vreeland.
Right. Exactly. I didn't know if you were going to give the address, you know, like 2324 64th Street.
That sounds like a good address. I think you can find it with 2324 64th Street.
That's the place.
That's the corner of 64th and Byron Road. You just go south a little bit, and it's on the west side.
Second driveway.
2324 64th Street.
Just past Chicken Lickin', right?
Chicken Lickin'.
Just past Chicken Lickin'.
We'll be there from 1 to 10.
But...
Took you guys a second, but you're there.
It's open house style, so I'm thinking Terry's going to have some tables set up with food for me so I don't have to go get it at Chicken Lickin'.
Catering it in?
Well, or maybe he's just going to get Chicken Lickin' and have it out there on the table.
He wasn't, but he is now.
We actually have a hot dog vendor coming in.
Oh, nice.
For the day. He's got a little cart. Good. So hot dogs and brats.
Be for sale there then?
They'll be for sale that day.
Good. Yep.
And Tim likes hot dogs.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, this guy does a great
job. I'll go for the brats.
And then
they got brats too?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Brats. Yeah. Remember the brats we got, Tim?
Yeah. Now we're going to be there. Yeah. Now,
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm out of those. I got to,
But there's other food sources, too. The gas station has the pig and blankets. We talked about those earlier. And then Chicken Lickin' is right in with the gas station. So there's lots of opportunity to eat while you're viewing or before or after.
That's what we're up for.
I know you are.
How do you say that, Tim? That's how we roll?
How we roll. That's how we do it.
Are you guys going to have a table set up out there that day? We're hopeful.
I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, we hope to have some other vendors out, kind of like we do in March when we were at Evergreen Church.
That's
a fun day, isn't it?
Yeah, that's fun.
And we hope to do that again. We're a little behind. I hate to say it. We're a little behind on getting our invitations out.
Well, I think it would be really cool to do a live on the spot.
I do, too.
You know, the thing is, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., we can hang around for that, but I'm thinking we do the show from there. We just got to find out if that's possible because, you know, we don't know if they got the equipment available, if they're doing something else or what.
You guys would be signing autographs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'll have an ink pad and a thumb.
Yep. Yeah. Here you go, donk.
I get writer's cramp if I have to sign my name too many times.
Oh, I know. It's terrible. It's terrible.
It happens. I've experienced it.
I built a stamp. Clunk.
That's when he's cashing all those checks at night.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. I thought maybe it was when he was writing all the checks to pay for his, what do we call that, work experience?
How did we say that?
We're going to have to go back and listen to the recorded show at WHTC.com, listen to the podcast so we can see how you phrased that earlier in the show.
That was good. That's good. Hopefully we can see you down there. It'd be kind of fun to do a remote show from there.
Or at least
do a taping of one, if nothing else. Yeah.
We'll be down there.
It would be a lot of fun.
But we're going to have walkthroughs. You can get down there anytime and just walk through it, and we'll have everything labeled, and we've got some history of when we planted it, when we replanted it because of all the rain.
Replanted it again.
But then people can see what it took to do it, so they know what they're getting themselves into.
Yeah. And we found it to be a little bit more of a challenge when you're doing 10 by 10s and you're trying to keep them separate versus, okay, I got to wash out and everything wash down to the corner. Now I got a great stand of four or five different seeds.
Now we're trying to
keep it separate. It's a little more tough, but...
Now, did you use your equipment that you have for rent?
We did, yep.
We'll have it out through that day
and got in a little area where we're going to be able to run it around a little bit.
I'll tell you what. If you get two tractors there, Tom and I will demonstrate sign autographs as we're doing tractor pull food plotting.
I thought you were going to say we'll demonstrate and have a tractor derby or something of that sort. Not a Wreck'em derby, but a tractor derby where you do one thing, I do one thing. You know, kind of like dueling banjos.
Yeah.
Maybe with
see who does it better.
It might be a tractor Wreck'em derby.
I guarantee it would be, but, you know, most people, when we tell them that, say, oh, no, you don't got to do that. So we lie.
Okay.
Yeah,
give us the keys.
Yeah. As soon as we get the keys, you see that little smile come on and Bad to the Bone starts out. We bring our own music, don't worry.
Big speakers start thumping. So, we're going to have some walkthroughs, and then we'll also have what we'll call them tours, and that's to give a little bit more history of what we did when we started, why we did it, the different types of seed, some keys to food plotting. So we'll have those at 9:30, 10:30, and 11:30.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, then now let me ask you a question, because I'm sure a lot of people, a lot of hunters and a lot of people wanting to just plant these for viewing.
Mm-hmm.
When should we do it?
Well, there's probably two times a year that are the best times of year. One is coming up, and that's the mid-August time frame. That way you put in some of your brassicas that are, you know, a good stand, and they look good until that first frost hits them. The sugar goes to the leaf. That's very attractant. You can, you know, put a variety of things in. The other is more in the springtime when you want to do your grasses, some of your taller things, and clovers are good in the spring or fall. But you have to kind of view and say, what do I want? Perennials, annuals, what's going to go good? How much water can I get to it? Or how much water do I need to avoid? So there's a variety of answers, but people want to call us or stop in. We've got brochures on that. There's a tremendous amount of information online concerning the different seeds. But there's a couple different times to do it, and depending on what results you want in the end.
Now, as an attractant, and this might be a hard one to answer, as an attractant, when you're talking about brassicas and grasses and all that,
mm-hmm.
what is it that attracts the deer to it? Is it a scent off the plant, or is it a visual sight? Or is it just that they're grazing and they take a munch of it and say, uh-huh, it's like me and McDonald's?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm going to be honest and say I don't know.
Okay. I always wondered that, and I've had people ask.
Yeah, I would think it's a natural instinct that, you know, they're looking for food. They know what they like and what they don't. So there must be some scent that's involved, but I would think the taste as they're sampling.
Yeah.
You know, because they'll leave a lot of your brassicas alone early on, and then once the frost hits them,
because of that sugar going to the end.
And I even have a guy who comes in and plants sweet corn late after July 4th. It never goes to harvest, but there's a lot of sugar in the leaf because it won't help form the corn.
Yep.
So,
that makes sense.
Yeah,
makes sense. You know, when I started experimenting a few years ago with what I call, you know, harvest plots, mm-hmm. where you've got a big food plot, but right out in front of your stand, you do. I do like a 50 by 50,
mm-hmm.
And I set right in the center of it so I can pretty much cover it all with archery, you know, equipment. And I like to plant, it seems to me up there rye works the best for us during the bow season. They just love that rye grass.
Right.
But I'll plant the rest in clover and chicory and some rapeseed.
Yep.
And then I'll plant that 50 by 50 and just strictly rye. And they will literally walk out from 150 yards away, munch as they come, but they all come right to that little area there. And it just blows my mind. And I didn't know if it was a scent.
Yeah.
You know, and after it's up for 3 weeks or so, you know that all the deer have probably already sampled it.
Sure.
And so they know where it is. But if it was a scent or if it was a visual sight, a difference in colors or whatever.
Yep. The deer are an amazing animal, and the way you're setting it up is you're providing food all early on, and then putting that plot right in the middle with something different gives them a variety.
So. And I'll tell you something I saw last weekend, too, that was good. Up by my deer camp, I'll be up there today, heading up there today to get a bunch of work done up there. But I drove through last weekend, and I saw some deer, and they all were very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was happy with that over that last winter we had. I figured we were going to see some real skinny deer. The racks were growing great. The bodies were just full.
Right.
So that was nice.
We've had a lot of good vegetation to start out this spring with.
Yep.
There was a number of deer killed during the winter.
Yep.
So, it's good to see that. There seemed to be a lot of deer around.
That still survived. Yeah.
Yep. We look forward to the August 9 to 1 over at our Vreeson Agronomy Division. Our agronomists will be available if you get questions concerning the soil and soil types.
Yep.
And he and I have been doing this together, and we're learning a lot. Hopefully that'll help us as we talk to guys who are putting their plots in.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's been a fun experience for us, and we continue to watch because we certainly want to have something to present that day.
Yep.
But if we don't, we got a lot of knowledge of what went wrong, too.
Yeah. So this is what we did.
Yeah. Might want to avoid that.
But yeah.
No, everything seems to be coming up out of the ground. We've had some good heat and lots of moisture, so it's looking good.
Yep.
But yeah, I think it'll be a fun day.
I'm excited for it. That'll be good.
It'll be real fun if we're there.
Yes. Who is this guy?
Who is that over there playing a Star Wars on his computer or whatever?
He's trying to get a post to go to the Farmers Co-op on Facebook.
Okay.
Because we discovered
that we're going to be driving tractors on that day. And
No, it's for people that want to find Farmers Co-op on Facebook. It's Farmers Co-op Elevator. Now, I'm sure there'll be pictures and so on posted, but it's on Facebook. You'll find it if you type in Farmers. There's no apostrophe on the S. Farmers Co-op, that's C-O-O-P.
Okay.
Farmers Co-op Elevator Company, or C-O period for company. So Farmers Co-op Elevator Co.
Yep.
Type that in. You'll find the Farmers Co-op. You'll find pictures and posts. You'll find kittens, too. We'll talk to you next week right here on The Outdoor Show.
Thanks for joining us this morning for the WHTC Outdoor Show with your host, Tom Medendorf, the outdoor show for the whole family. Today's show has been brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery. If you missed today's show or you'd like to hear it again, go online for the podcast at WHTC.com and join us next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. for the WHTC Outdoor Show on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.